May the Lord help us to commence our week evening service by singing hymn number 402 to the tune Maker 179. Hymn number 402. My soul lies cleaving to the dust. Lord, give me life divine. From vain desires and every lust, turn off these eyes of mine. I need the influence of thy grace to speed me in my way, lest I should loiter in my race or turn my feet astray. Hymn number 402 to the tune Maker 179.
From God's holy word, we'll read the first book of Kings, chapter 20. The first book of Kings, chapter 20. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together, and there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine, and all that I have. And the messengers came again, and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I have sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time, and they shall search thine house, and the houses of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children, and for my silver and for my gold. And I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king, all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first, I will do. But this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad had sent unto him and said, The gods do so unto me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said unto his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou. Then he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces. And they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. and they went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 32 kings that helped him, and the young men of the princes of the provinces went out first. And Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, "There are men come out of Samaria." And he said, "Whether they be come out for peace, take them alive. Or whether they be come out for war, take them alive." So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city, and the army which followed them. And they slew every one his man, and the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on an horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and chariots, and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, and said unto him, "Go, strengthen thyself, and mark, and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee." And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, "Their gods are gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their rooms, and number thee an army like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse and chariot for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they." And he hearkened unto their voice and did so. And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel, and said, "Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys,' therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." And they pitched one over against the other 7 days. And so it was that in the 7th day the battle was joined. And the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day. But the rest fled to Aphek, into the city. And there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled, and came into the city, into an inner chamber. And his servants said unto him, "Behold, now we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I pray thee, put sackcloth on our loins, and ropes upon our heads, and go out to the King of Israel. Peradventure he will save thy life. So they girded sackcloth on their loins, and put ropes on their heads, and came to the King of Israel and said, Thy servant Ben-Hadad saith, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, Is he yet alive? He is my brother. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him, and did hastily catch it. And they said, Thy brother, Ben-Hadad. Then he said, Go ye, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, The cities which my father took from thy father, I will restore. And thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahab, I will send thee away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him and sent him away. And a certain man of the sons of the prophets said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, Behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Then he found another man and said, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king and he said, Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be. Thyself hast decided it. And he hasted and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria. O Lord, how we need thy grace. And thou art the God of all grace. Now thy throne is the throne of grace. Oh, may we know Thee, know Thy grace, even this evening. For we come very needy. Oh Lord, do save us from everything we need saving from. Save us from everything that is not of Thee. Oh, save us from everything that is of ourselves. Oh, save us from hardening our hearts in any way. Or may we rather humble ourselves under Thy mighty hand. Oh, that we might be still and know that Thou art God. O Lord, may we hear what Thou art saying. May we see what Thou art doing. O Lord, may we know Thee. May we know why Thou art saying what Thou art saying. And may we know why Thou art doing what Thou art doing. Oh Lord, then we ask. Oh, do speak. And grant that we may have hearing ears. Oh Lord, do work. Oh, even in our hearts. In our lives, in our midst. O Lord, do not leave us. Oh, that we might be found amongst them whom Thou hast begun. And what Thou hast begun, Thou wilt carry on. O Lord, leave us not to be deceived. Oh, we ask again, leave us not to that which is just of ourselves. But oh, may we know that Thou art with us. May all the honour and glory be Thine. O Lord, do save us from pride. Save us from glorying in the flesh. In ourselves, in man. O Lord, have mercy, have compassion. Oh, what fools we are. Oh, surely we have learnt her hard lessons. And yet there is no hardness with Thee. O Lord, oh, we are such hard cases, slow to learn. Oh, and prove we need teaching the same things again and again and again. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh, that we might be found amongst them that should bring forth fruit. Oh Lord, leave us not to be as that barren tree that 3 years bore no fruit. Oh Lord, do come and work mightily. Oh, it must be that from Thee is our fruit found. Oh, do hear the prayer of our first hymn for quickening grace. Oh, that we might be found alive. Alive in our worship of Thee. Alive in our love of Thee. Lord, do save us from being satisfied with any deadness. Oh Lord, may we be concerned. How we come up to Thy house, how we go away. Oh Lord, in mercy, may we not go away the same as we came. But thou would meet with us here. O Lord, thou hast said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there thou wilt be. Oh, may we know thee. May we know thy name. We would plead it. Even the precious name of Jesus. Lord, save us. Save us, or we are lost. O Lord, then thou knowest all our circumstances. Thou knowest them individually. Thou knowest our circumstances together. O Lord, to be very gracious. Oh, may there be a portion for 7, even for 8, if it could please thee. Oh, Lord, save us from unbelief. Oh, we would praise thee, for what thou hast done, for what thou hast made known of thyself. Oh, Lord, thou hast appeared. Where we could not believe it, where we did not expect it. Oh, surely thou dost call the things that are nothing to bring to naught the things that are. Oh, Lord, we would thank thee where thou hast made it known. Lord, may we not forget all thy benefits toward us. May we remember all the way that has brought us. O Lord, forgive where we have forgotten. Lord, forgive where we have not acknowledged thee in all our ways. O Lord, forgive where we have been so soon turned aside, distracted, tempted and fallen, taken the bait that the enemy has laid in his snare. O Lord, have mercy. Save us. Keep us. And O Lord, in all our needs, save us from empty words. Oh, save us from uttering prayers. And there is no prayer in them. Oh, may the Holy Spirit of truth and grace truly be our teacher. That we might be honest, that we might be sincere. O Lord, we seek thy pity. Oh, do save us from making vain excuses. But oh, remember we are dust. We would seek the exalting of the name of our precious Jesus, the friend of sinners. He who came to call sinners to repentance. Oh, may that precious name be exalted here, even this evening. Oh, Lord, without thee, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord, and we are not worthy, we are not deserving of the least. Oh, may we not be careless. May we not say these things and yet be sleepy, fold our arms and slumber a bit more. Lord, do have mercy. Wherein he comes with an urgent, pressing case. O Lord, do appear. Make known thy loving kindness. O Lord, to be very gracious to thy church and people here. Lord, who supply all their need. Watch over them. Be round about them. Preserve them from all the work of the enemy. Oh Lord, strengthen them. Uphold them. And may it be that edifying one of another. Or may they be added to their number as such as shall be saved. O Lord, do give the increase if it could please thee. O Lord, preserve them from all the work of the enemy. May the enemy's mouth be shut. O Lord, may the mouths of thy people be open much in prayer and praise. O Lord, do appear. Thou art the God of all comfort. O Lord, if it could please thee, may there be the encouragements, that which should be to thy honour and glory. O Lord, we ask again, may the Holy Spirit be our teacher, that our prayers may truly be for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. May the crown be upon his head, the song be unto him. O Lord, do have mercy. Set souls at liberty. Oh, set sinners free. In whatever way any soul is bound. Oh Lord, do come. In mercy, set us free. Have mercy upon the young and the little ones here. Oh, that they might be blessed with the fear of the Lord. Oh, thou call them each by thy grace, even in their young days, if it could please thee. Oh, that each one, from the youngest to the oldest, might be born again, saved by thy grace. Oh Lord, save us from that which is of man. That which is religious or against religion. But oh, that thou would work. If thou would work, there should be no mistake. If thou would work, the glory shall be thine. O Lord, may it be so here. Lord, do have mercy. Be our guide in all things. Show us what to do. O Lord, save us from fear. Oh, where any trembles, hardly knowing how to take one step. For fear of whatever it may be. O Lord, do grant wisdom. Do grant strength. May we know that thou art with us. And O Lord, if we should walk in folly, in our own strength, if we walk in sparks of our own kindling, O Lord, prevent it. Save us from it. And O Lord, where we have done so, forgive. O Lord, in mercy, Lord, to be very gracious. Lord, when there are those things that we cannot undo what we have done, yet we would commit them into thy hands. Lord, thy will be done. Oh, may we not be careless concerning our sin, but would plead by all sufficient grace. Lord, where there is sorrow, where any are cast down, discouraged, do save from despair. Oh, do comfort. Do carry such souls in thine everlasting arms. Oh Lord, do have mercy. Oh, that we each then might be found amongst thy people, and that we may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. O Lord, may we each truly have the fear of the Lord in our hearts. O bless us with grace, with wisdom, with love. Remove every idol. Save us from the world in our hearts. May we truly take up our cross and follow thee. Oh, may we let go of those things that our flesh would cling to. May there be nothing to us. Oh Lord, save us from all our foolishness. Save us from all that is vain. Oh, save us where we lay up for ourselves treasure upon the earth. But oh, may we rather be found amongst them who seek a city whose builder and maker is God. Oh Lord, make us right. And may we truly pray for the return of the prodigal. For the gathering in of those that shall be saved. O Lord, may we pray again, thy will be done. Or may we truly seek it. And O Lord, if thou wilt so work, may we receive it. May we delight in it. O Lord, if thy will is contrary to our wills, distasteful to our flesh, our traditions, grant grace. O Lord, hear the silent prayers. Remember those that cannot gather in thy house. O Lord, thou hast brought us safely once more into thy house. We are gathered around thy word. But O Lord, how we need thee to speak. O Lord, do be gracious to us. We ask all for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
In further singing hymn number 744 to tune Shadow Time 795. Hymn number 744. No awful sense we find of sin, the sinful life and sinful heart, no loathing of the plague within, until the Lord that feel impart. But when the Spirit of truth is come, the sinner trembles at his doom. No power his nature can afford to change his heart or purge his guilt. No help is found but in the Lord, no balm but in the blood he spilled. A ruined soul, condemned he stands, and unto Jesus lifts his hands. Hymn number 744 to tune Shadow Time, 795.
May the Lord supply that all needed grace as we venture to turn to his word in the first book of Kings, chapter 20 and verse 28. The first book of Kings, chapter 20 and verse 28. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel, and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. God is holy, and God is a jealous God. There is no sin with the Lord. He is holy, he is good. Nothing can ever be spoken against him rightly. All that he does is good. And so here, the Lord works. And the end is that ye shall know that I am the Lord. And if the Lord works in my heart and in my life and in yours, it will be to this end, that we shall know that he is the Lord. So the Lord here worked for Ahab. And Ahab was a wicked king. There had been not a king like him for wickedness in all that had gone before. And can you throw any stones at him? Can we stand before a holy God? And here is a solemn consideration. We're come into the Lord's house. We're come to his word. We're come professedly to meet together with the Lord's people. How can we then stand before him? What can we say? Can we go up to the house of the Lord and be like the Pharisee? God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. I thank thee that I am not as King Ahab. How do we come to the house of the Lord? How do we come to his word? How do we come to have communion and fellowship with his people? We are blessed to live in a New Testament day, in a gospel day. But if it were not so, and we were found in an Old Testament day, if we were found coming up to the temple, what would we see there? The pride of our hearts wants to see something in self. If we have a religious heart, the best that our flesh will do is look for self-righteousness, to be something. How solemn is pride? Pride before God who is holy. Pride in coming to the Lord's word, with our own words, with words that we would put on a par with God's word. And if that is so, then how awful is pride that would put something or someone on a par with Christ, the eternal Word. Oh, that we might truly be as those Greeks going up to the feast. Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus in the temple. We would see Jesus in the Word. We would see the Saviour, the Saviour of God, God the Saviour. For all we need saving, we need saving. Better than Ahab. Worse. To whom much is given, and much shall be required. Ah, the preciousness of Jesus. He that shall save his people from their sins. The precious glory of Jesus. He whose blood cleanseth from all sin. Ah, who or what compared to a precious Jesus? Who could be glorified as the Lord and Saviour is worthy of being glorified? Oh, may the Lord truly have mercy upon us. May the Lord make himself known, even as he did here. Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Ah, they knew not God. They spoke against him. They slighted him. They spoke blasphemies against him. Therefore, will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Rahab was not worthy of the least. As Jacob had to confess it, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and truth that has made known. What we need is this: that grace of humility. And what we need is this: he giveth more grace. He giveth grace to the humble. That which is just the opposite of our natural pride. Is this the Lord I want to know? Is this the work I want to see? And perhaps we need to put it this way: is this what I need? Is this what I need? The Lord to work for his great name's sake. Because there is nothing else to plead. There is nothing in me. No better than Ahab, sold under sin, in league with the enemies of God. That is what it is to be a sinner. Just as we read at the end of this chapter, Ahab making a league, a covenant with the enemy of God, sending him away in peace. The Lord will work. He must. And the Lord will speak, and it will be a word that makes known his honour and his glory. It will be a word that will not satisfy, will not please, will not content the old man of sin. Blessed be God then for his grace. Blessed be God. The Lord's people, they have that new man. It is according to the truth, according to the Lord's words. He must be born again. Born of the Spirit. Brought to desire the things of God. Brought to desire the glory of God. The old man. That nature that we are born with. It is dead in trespasses and sin. Not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. How we fight against that word. How we struggle against that word. how we do our utmost to prove God and His Word wrong. Saying, I will be something. I can do something. I'm not as bad as all that. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel. Here's the mercy of God, the grace of God. He who is the Lord. Oh, how many kings there were in this chapter. The king of Syria, the king of Israel, the 32 kings with the king of Syria, besides the princes of the provinces. Oh, blessed be God. They're all as nothing compared to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He speaks and He works and He makes Himself known. And He will not be silent. Or if He were silent. Yes, as that man had to say, if the Lord is silent, we be like unto them that go down into the pit. But the Lord's word, it is the word of God. It is as He is, Almighty. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Ah, the Lord, He can raise the dead. The Lord, by His word, He can slay 100,000 footmen in one day. When Israel is just like two little flocks of kids. By His word He can cause a wall to fall in Aphek and slay another 27,000. Do the things of this chapter mean anything to you? Is it anything more than just an interesting story? Do you hear something from the mouth of the Saviour? A man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Here is my life, and here alone is my hope of life. And my flesh doesn't like it. And my flesh kicks against it, fights against it. Oh, but where is the new man? There will even be that amen said to the taking up of the cross and following Him. But speak, Lord, but speak. Send Thy servant. That which is according to Thy glory. Work according to that word. Cause me to know that Thou art God. Easy, yes, to repeat the words, be still and know that I am God. But when God does speak, there will be that being still. There can be nothing else. Though the enemy within and the enemy without will do its utmost to fight against God and His word, ye shall know that I am the Lord. And the Lord's people, they need their God. They need the Lord who is holy. The Lord who never changes. The Lord who cannot change. The Lord who is jealous of His glory. For the Lord, He does deliver His people. He delivered the king of Israel. This first time that Ben-Hadad came to war against Israel. And what a mercy is here. The Lord knows all things. And when the Lord says, ye shall know that I am the Lord, it will come to pass. It can't be otherwise. We will come to those places. Those things will come into our lives and we never expected them. Never imagined it. Not that it would be like this. Those things that come, how they discourage, how they disappoint, how they bring us into great fear. How they bring us into trouble. Perhaps for some it is more like this. I know what to do. I can deal with this. And then they find themselves in trouble because of trusting in themselves. It's a mercy then, whatever our case may be, it's a mercy if the Lord comes and speaks and appears. But with the Lord, there are no surprises. Nothing comes to pass that the Lord does not expect. And so the Lord, in that sense, can never be disappointed, never discouraged. Not in any way concerning what He will do, what He purposes, what His will is, in the making known of Himself to His people. And so we have an example of this back in verse 22. Now the Lord knew that the king of Syria would come again. And so He forewarned the king of Israel in sending the prophet. as it was in verse 22. So it is with all things. Everything that concerns the Lord's people. He has known all about it from all eternity past. And with that great foreknowledge of all things, he utters these shalls. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord, he undertakes for his people. He is the God of grace. God who delights in grace. God who delights in making those promises and covenants for his people. For they make known him. They declare his glory. Sometimes we have to say, it had been better if we had not said something. It would be better if we had not made a promise. Because we cannot keep it. Never such a thing with the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. And here particularly the Lord appeared because the enemy lied concerning God. Here because the enemy blasphemed. He is not the God of the valleys. He is not the Lord of hosts. He is not the God of all. He is not holy. What wrath, what indignation is stirred up. And how will the Lord appear? What is the mind of God? Not just to destroy the enemy. To appear for his people. Our God is a consuming fire. And so solemn the truths that the hymn writer wrote. They feel almost too solemn to utter. But they must be said. And if my soul was sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. It's true. Belief, our pride, our self-righteousness, even as I've said, coming to the house of God, if that is our sin, deserving to be sent to hell, according to God's righteous law. How great the grace. How glorious. You are the God of mercy. How wonderful the love of him that will deliver undeserving wretches from the enemy. Ah, not once, not twice, but on all occasions. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So quick to listen to the words of the enemy. Their gods are gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. That's all they could muster. That's all they could bring against the threatenings of the enemy. Ah, the enemy is going to prove to be true. His words are going to prove to be true. Oh, wretched unbelief. Wretched lack of faith. And there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord foreknows all things, and the Lord hears all things. He sees all things. What a great thing it is to have a holy God. A holy God and Saviour. And not only does he hear things, all things, not only does he see all things, but he sees them exactly as they are. Exactly. We see and hear some things, and more often than not, put a wrong interpretation on them. What a mercy the Lord speaks, that we have his word. Oh, then that we might be able to bring all things to God's word, to what he has spoken, to bring it as a light to the light, to see what the truth is. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. When each matter is brought to the light of God's word, and as the Lord is pleased to shine, then we see the glory of our God. We see his love, his grace, his faithfulness, his compassion. Ah, we see that he is the Lord. We see that the glory is His and His alone. If the Lord is gracious, we are brought to know that He is the Lord. He is God. Oh, let everything that is not of Him, may it be cast away. May it be as nothing. But may all the glory be His. Ah, when the enemy threatens, when the enemy blasphemes, and that enemy is so often in our own hearts, oh, then to pray, turn us, and we should be turned. Draw me. We will run after thee. What hope is there of such a thing? Only in God and in His word. Thus saith the Lord, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. To some it may not sound very much, but how great it is, how glorious. And can we say, well, that is enough for me, that is everything for me. May the Lord then be pleased to make known Himself, that He is the God of the hills and He is the God of the valleys. Wherever the enemy may appear, there the Lord will graciously appear for those that need Him. Amen.
Conclude by singing hymn number 155 to the tune Ferndale 806. Hymn number 155. The fountain of Christ, assist me to sing the blood of our priest, our crucified King, which perfectly cleanses from sin and from filth, and richly dispenses salvation and health. This fountain so dear, He'll freely impart. Unlocked by the spear, it gushed from His heart, with blood and with water, the first to atone, to cleanse us the latter. The fountain's but one. Hymn number 155 to tune Ferndale, 806.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost rest upon us. Amen.